tackling Birkat HaMazon, the halachot. But today we're going to talk a little bit just by introduction and some of the hashkafa behind it. Birkat HaMazon, what each paragraph means. You might ask, why start at benching? Why not start from Bracha Rishona, right? Doesn't that come first? So I'm taking my cue from the Torah, because we know on a biblical level, the Birkat HaMazon is from the Torah. The Torah commands us to bench. Saying a bracha beforehand is from the rabbis. It's from a kal vachomer. Makes sense. You should ask permission, right? Before you take someone, if you went into someone's house, wouldn't you ask them permission before you took their cereal milk? But benching, the Torah points that the Torah tells us you need to say thank you. And the question is, why is that? Why only is the after blessing from the Torah? Perhaps the concept is that very often after a person eats, you feel like, yeah, you feel stuffed. You feel maybe even less connected to Hashem. It's right at that point that the Torah tells us, don't forget God. Don't get into this low mode of spirituality. Dafka, when you feel like satisfied, we need to lift up ourselves up and say thank you, God, and try to remind ourselves that we're going to use this energy to serve Hashem, to learn Torah, to daven, to be good people, and to not get dragged down by the food. Even according to the Hasidic Sfarim, there's a certain amount of spirituality which sometimes if you overeat, you can get drawn down into it. But the Birkat HaMazon is a koach to lift up those holy sparks and lift us out of it. So what do we say in Birkat HaMazon? We start out with Hazanat HaKol, which makes sense. We're thanking God for the food. The Gemara tells us, I believe it's the Gemara, that this was actually established when we got the man. In last week's parsha, the man was falling from the heavens, and Moshe Rabbeinu was mitaken that every time we eat food, we should say Hazanat HaKol. The concept being that every time I have that sandwich, that's as much of a miracle as the man was. We should be that excited and blown away. Whoa, a sandwich! It's like, except we get used to it. But that's the idea of Hazanat HaKol. Hazanat HaKol to give us that excitement back. Then we go to No Dilecha, where what are we thanking God for in No Dilecha? Everybody remember? The land of? Hello? Yes, for the land of Israel. That's right. For Eretz Yisrael, which a person might think, I'm having a sandwich. Well, why am I talking about Israel? But the truth is, biblically, we say, V'achalta v'savatu v'rachta l'fnei Hashem l'chacha ala aretz ha'tova. The whole reason we're benching, the ikar reason we're benching, is to thank God for the land of Israel. That's actually the central blessing. And it's the most chaviva, says the Gemara. And the concept, again, is it's not just food, it's a relationship. When we're eating in Eretz Yisrael, we're thanking God for the food, which is our link to Him. And Eretz Yisrael is that link. We then move on to, as a hemshech, to thank God and to pray for Yerushalayim. To play that God rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. And the concept again is when a person used to eat Meiser, he used to have to eat Meiser in Yerushalayim. Okay? And it had to be done in a certain state of Tahara, of purity, of Kedusha. It wasn't just eating that sandwich. It's eating that sandwich as a way of connecting to Hashem. Right? In the Beit HaMikdash, with the Kohanim, to fear God. And that's reminding us that when I have that sandwich, when I have that cereal milk, this should be an act of divine connection with Hashem, of closeness, of tahara. It's not just a physical act. That's the koach of Yerushalayim, to take this physical world and make it a spiritual, through the physical, raise that up into spirituality. Finally, the fourth blessing, of course, is not in the Torah, it's midrabanan. Hatova Meitiv. Anybody remember when this bracha was mitaken? When did we establish the bracha of Hatova Meitiv? What events brought that? Inspired the rabbis to establish Hatova Meitiv. So it was Al Haruge Beitar. After the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and there was this terrible catastrophe, there was a slaughter. But nonetheless, eventually the Jews were allowed to bury the dead miraculously. And Chazal established Hatov v'Hamitiv. So what's the concept? concept here is that even when there are tough times in life and things seem really, really bad, Chazal said you have to find Hashem, you have to find the miraculous, you have to find the hidden messages where Hashem is giving those hidden kisses on the forehead and saying, I'm still here with you. And that was what happened at Beitar, and that's the final bracha of the Hatov V'Ametiv. We're reminding ourselves, even where we feel far from Hashem, we have to keep searching for Hashem. If we look hard enough, we'll see Hashem in our lives. So that's a little bit of Iyun and Birkat HaMazon. Bezrat Hashem, next time, we will get into the nitty-gritty details of Birkat HaMazon. I bless us that this week we should have special kavana in our brachos achronos, in our benchings, and we should through that have an extra connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu raising up the physical to this person.